Glad you're here. Glad it's resurrection morning. Glad that you love the Lord and glad you're ready to go to heaven. Amen. If he comes today, are you ready to go to heaven? If he comes today, you think he will? You don't think much about it, huh? What if he comes today? You ready to go? Nobody in the crowd ready to go. I'm glad you're all here then. The altars are now open. He could come today. We don't know when he will, but we know for sure that he is. So, do we have any true hope? Title of the message, true hope. Is there such a thing as true hope? You look around, and a lot of people tell you there's not. A lot of news people, a lot of whatever, you know, we look at the world that we live in, and people say there is no true hope. Well, they're wrong. Because there is true hope. We've just been singing about it. We've been seeing about it. We've been celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where true hope is. So we got faith and we got hope. And I hope you have them both. And they're closely linked together. Faith has a work to perform right here today. That you'll take a step of faith and draw closer to the Lord. And hope cheers faith along as we go. The Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. On the screen, Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So we know that faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ, what Christ has said himself. So, then hope comes by experience. Faith accepts a great gift of promise, a great promise that was made in the Scripture. And it's wrong to take a scriptural term and say this, I hope I'm a Christian. That's like me saying, I hope I'm an American. I know I'm an American, so I don't have to hope to be an American. I am an American, right? I live here. I'm an American. All right? I hope I'm a Christian. No, we don't say, I hope I'm a Christian. We are a Christian or we're not a Christian. So how do I become a Christian? I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. What we've been singing about, what we've been celebrating Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leading up to this time. How do I become a Christian? I have placed my faith in Him. God had a great plan before the beginning of time that at the right time He would send His Son. You know the Christmas story. And He came as that little babe, virgin born, in a manger, in a cave, years and years ago. We call it the Christmas story. You know that story. And He grew up, Jesus did, the Savior of the world. Everybody was looking for this Messiah. And sure enough, He came again at the right time. And God had His Son come, God's only Son, the true Lamb of God that we've been singing about this morning, came at the right time. And He was beaten. He had the crown of thorns, the familiar things that we think about this time of year. He was placed on that cross. And yes, His blood was shed for us, and He died on that cross, and the devil thought he had won. But on the third day, this day as we celebrate the resurrection, Christ arose. And when he arose with victory over hell, over death, and the grave. So now, people who accept him by faith have true hope. Amen? True hope. Something that will take us beyond this life. Something that will help us in this life. We will have life here and we'll have it more abundantly, the Scripture says. And we can enjoy the presence and the goodness and the mercy and the grace and the love of God on this side, on this earth right here and now. And then when death comes for us, we too will go be with the Lord. And that is all because of Jesus Christ the Lord. I am a Christian. I know that I know that I know that I'm a Christian. I'm not hoping to be one. I am one because of God's great plan, Jesus carrying out that great plan, and the power of the Holy Spirit that's available to us today. So I am a Christian. And you are, or you're not. You have placed your faith in Jesus Christ just the same way I have. Only one way to be saved. Only one way to go to heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and His death, His resurrection that we're celebrating today. So you know where you're at today. I pray you are a Christian. And if you're not, what a great Sunday to become a Christian and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So there's people in this world that feel like they have no hope at all. That's a sad, sad story. People think they have no hope. There's people in this world that have false hope, and that is so, so dangerous. People who think they have false hope, and they don't really have hope at all. And then there's people who have true hope. Now you see on the screen there it says no hope. That's a sad way to live, with no hope. And you think life's against you. People do. They think there's no hope. Many people have told me and through the years that after I die, I just die. They'll put me in the ground. That's it. There's no life after this. When I die, I'm dead. That's it. And I don't argue the point, but I discuss the point and try to persuade them and let them see that Jesus really brings true hope. If you look at Ephesians chapter 2, therefore remember that formerly you were all Gentiles by birth, the called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision that's done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. Remember, there was a time that you didn't have hope. And I didn't have hope of heaven because I was lost. I had not been born again. I had not been saved. All those churchy words. I had simply not trusted Jesus as my Savior. I had not repented of sin. I had not said to God that I'm sorry for sin. And I was lost and I was undone. But there came the day that I asked God to forgive me and had hope. Life without hope is a miserable place to be. And Paul says here in Ephesians about these people that had no hope because they were without God in this world. Without God, didn't serve God. So, people with no hope. And then we move to the next screen and it says false hope. False hope. Most people hope in something. Our hope is in something, somebody. But what's your hope in? Well, it's Resurrection Day. It's Easter, Sunday. We're saying my hope's in Jesus Christ. And I hope that's true, that it's not just on Easter. It's not just on Christmas. But it is truly my hope in this world and the next world. But some people have false hope. Look with me at Matthew chapter 7, a few verses here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, we've got to put it into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. the rock being Jesus Christ the Lord. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. People with no hope, true hope, false hope. There's people that have false hope. And this scripture says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we must be sure of our salvation. We must know how we were saved and if it's the biblical way. And you don't necessarily take the preacher's word for it. I hope you can, and I believe you can, mine. But you don't just take everybody's word of how you get to heaven. You need to look at the Word, God's Word, and read it for yourself, and start in John and read the book of John, then go back and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and read John again, and find out who Jesus is for yourself. Know who Jesus is. How does he say this plan works that we celebrate today? There's people with no hope in this community. There's people with no hope. You say, well, in the remote villages of Africa, yes, there are people there with no hope. How about the rural villages of India? Yes, there's people there with no hope. What about the jungles of South America? People there with no hope. Yes, that is true. But there's people all around us that we meet day in, day out in our own community that are going through life with false hope. Their hope is in this world. Their hope is in how much money they can bundle up, like they can take it with them. Their hope is in how much they have, the materialistic thing. How big's my house? What I drive? This is my social status. All that is false hope. We need true hope. And what is true hope? Jesus Christ the Lord, living for Him, having a holy and righteous life and living that way. There's people with false hope, yes, in Africa and India and South America, but right around us in our own community. A man who finds himself hopeless may incline himself to true hope. If people are hopeless, have no hope, then if they are inclined to accept true hope. But you take somebody that's got their hope in something false, they really believe it. You take a Muslim and that faith, you take whatever, somebody serving Buddha, somebody serving whatever, a false religion you want to put in the blank, and they have what they think is hope, but it's false hope. They're harder to ever turn around to true hope. So what's your hope in? Is it true hope? You say, well, I have hope. Well, surely it's not false hope, is it? Surely it's not in the world. Surely it's not in your friends. Surely it's not in your political standing, your social standing, and your materialism. Because if it's in that, that is false hope. But true hope is in Jesus Christ the Lord. And we can't express it enough this day and time. There's people with false hope. Their hope is not built upon a firm foundation in Jesus Christ the Lord. It's built on other things. And it's like the foolish man in the scripture we just read. He built his house on the sand. The wind, the rain came, and I mean the house come down with a crash because it's not on a firm foundation. There's drunkards all around who think they can quit any time that he wants to or she wants to, and that's false hope because they can't, and they know they can't on their own. They need help. There's people with different addictions who think they can go get high on some kind of pill, something you smoke, something you drink, something whatever, and think that they can escape the problems of life through that. No, you cannot escape problems through addiction. That is simply false hope. There's thieves who steal and they think they get by with it because they're not been caught yet. That is false hope. There's church members who think that because their name is on a membership roll someplace, because they've been baptized, that they're just going to waltz into heaven. And my friend, you got to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got to repent of sin and turn from that sin and live for Jesus Christ to make it to heaven. Not, you can't just put your name on a roll someplace and say, I'm a member, and not have a relationship with Jesus and get to heaven. That's false hope. There's a rebellious child who disobeys his parents and think, oh, I've got by with it. They don't know what I've done. That's false hope. That's false hope. There's a husband and wife who thinks I can be unfaithful because I'm not going to get caught and it'll be okay. That's false hope. There's people who believe in a quote religion without Christ, and that is false hope. In God's word, the story of Eli's sons, you remember they were evil, but they thought because they were born in a prominent family they would be okay, and they were not. That's false hope. There's people in this life that believe after they die, their body is dead. They'll have a second chance to make things right with God. That is false hope. This side, before we die, is when we get right with God. In gatherings like this today, on Resurrection Sunday, on Easter, when we celebrate all that Jesus has done for us in His death and His resurrection, and the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, this is the side we get right with God. Now, if you hear, this is the day of salvation. If you hear the voice of God, don't harden your heart, because this is the day to be saved. Well, no hope? How sad and what misery. False hope and things that really don't get us to heaven. And then there's those words again, true hope. True hope. Something that's real, authentic, genuine. Something that we can count on and know that's true. The old saying is you can take that to the bank. You can really believe that. And I proclaim to you today that true hope is found in Jesus Christ the Lord and Him alone. In Jesus, the true hope is found. Look with me at the next scripture. It's through Titus. While we wait for the blessed what? Blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. While we wait for the blessed hope. We're waiting. We know the Christmas story. We know Jesus came as the babe and Mary and Joseph and the wise men and the shepherds and all the story. We know that. And we thank God for it. We know many of the miracles. We read the Word of God. We know the death. We know the resurrection of Jesus, that He truly is alive today, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me and you. We know that, and we praise the Lord for it. But we also know this same Jesus who came and was born in the Christmas story, who died and was resurrected in the Easter story, this same Jesus is coming back again. He's coming again as a judge. He's coming again to take the redeemed people, the saved people, those who trust Jesus home to heaven. He's coming again. While we wait for the blessed hope, the what? The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So be ready, because He's coming again. Who what? Who gave Himself for us? All of us, to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. These are the things you should teach. Encourage and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready to do whatever is good. to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy. We hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. And all I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah. True, true hope. Hebrews 6 on the screen. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of this what? Hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, and enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. We have this hope in God. We have this hope in Jesus Christ the Lord. And the last scripture for the day is in 1 Peter 3, but in your hearts. Now, as we gather here on resurrection morning, in our hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. As we gather on resurrection morning, what are we going to do? We're going to set Christ apart as our Lord and our Savior. We're going to be His. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This hope that you have. Well, where did you get that hope? How can you live this way? Where did you get that faith? Be ready to give an answer. But listen, the first part of this says, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. I say to you with as much love as I know how. There's people who tell me they're saved that it don't look like Christ is their Lord. It appears to me, and I'm not the judge, that a lot of people this day and time will say, yeah, I want to be a Christian because I don't want to go to hell. That's a good reason. I don't want to go to hell either. But there's two places we'll end up in eternity, and that's heaven, and the other is hell. Set apart Christ as Lord. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, you're not trying to live a life just getting by the skin of your teeth, trying to get into heaven. If Christ is set apart as our Lord, then we worship Him, we honor Him, we do the things and strive to do the things in life that are pleasing to Him, and we follow the Scripture, the living Word. And not try to see how much we can get by without doing to be a Christian to make it to heaven. But we say, how much can I do for you? How can I lose my life for you? How can I honor you? How can I worship you? And how can I be involved in moving the kingdom of God forward? So, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. That's what we need to do. And then always be prepared to give an answer for this hope that we have. Well, true hope, no hope, false hope. We got true hope, and it's in Jesus Christ, the Lord. Don't know how to say it any plainer, any simpler, that Jesus died for all of us. He arose for all of us, victory over hell, death, and the grave. And Jesus Christ loves all of us. And our part is simply to, by faith, to accept Him as our Savior, to repent of sin, because He died for that sin. He's already done His part. He died for our sin. We have to accept Him. We have to repent and ask Him to be our Savior. And He is waiting and gladly waiting to forgive you of sin. So I pray you've really got true hope in Jesus Christ. Not false hope, not no hope, but true hope. And this story today, this Easter story, this death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. It's my hope, it's your hope of ever getting to heaven and helping this world that we look around and people will tell us there's just no hope for that country, for that nation, for that person. I beg to differ. There is very much hope for every person. There's hope for every country. There's hope for people in this community. There's hope for you and there's hope for me if we will but put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is true hope.